U.S. Chamber of Commerce Ready to Work with Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. By John Binder on November 9, 2020. Executives with the United States Chamber of Commerce say they are ready to work with Democrat Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, should they enter the White House in January. In a conference call with the media on Monday, the Chamber of Commerce's Neil Bradley spoke about how the business group is looking to work with a potential Biden administration. On November 7, when the establishment media called the election for Biden despite President Trump contesting the results in multiple swing states, Chamber of Commerce CEO Tom Donahue congratulated the former vice president. "We congratulate President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris on having been declared the winners in this historic election," Donahue said in a statement. "The U.S. Chamber stands ready to work with the Biden administration and leaders on both sides of the aisle to restore public health, revitalize our economy, and help rebuild American lives and communities." Likewise, the Business Roundtable has congratulated Biden. Both the Chamber of Commerce and Business Roundtable have served as the main hubs for the big business lobby's globalist demands for years. Both supported the job-killing Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, which Biden has said he will reconsider joining after Trump killed off the trade agreement. Business Roundtable congratulates President-elect Biden on his election as 46th President of the United States, executives with the Business Roundtable wrote in a statement. "We also congratulate Vice President-elect Harris on her historic accomplishment as the first woman, Black woman and person of South Asian descent to be elected Vice President of the United States," the group wrote. Throughout Trump's first term in office, his economic nationalist agenda, including tariffs on foreign imports and tightening the U.S. labor market, has been fiercely opposed by the big business lobby, Wall Street, and multinational corporations. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.